After repeated downtown incidents this summer, Burlington's police chief is calling for new ordinances that would create criminal penalties for people who repeatedly commit civil offenses like disorderly conduct or public urination. VPR's Taylor Dobbs has more.
Burlington Police Chief Brandon Del Pozo says there's currently no accountability when police write a ticket for something like public urination or disorderly conduct. He says that's because officials don't send collections agencies after people who fail to pay tickets, and there's no criminal repercussions for repeat offenders.
There is nothing that will happen to you if you get a ticket for drinking.
Del Pozo says a new criminal ordinance would create opportunities for accountability and also provide a chance for courts to connect repeat offenders with mental health resources or other social services. Critics say Del Pozo's plan would only serve to criminalize poverty and would add more hardship for people who are homeless or struggling with mental illness or addiction. One of those critics is Jay Diaz, who is a staff attorney at the Vermont chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union. He says the rules would not help people get out of the circumstances that put them in repeated contact with police.
They're imprisoned, they go in front of a judge, they're released, and they're back in Burlington again, in a worse place than they were the day before.
Burlington City Council is in the process of developing an ordinance designed to respond to Del Pozo's concerns. Any new ordinance would have to get final approval from the council. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.